Dear learners, welcome to Odisha State Open University. I am Sujit Kumar Mohanty, an assistant professor in the Department of Journalism and Mass Communication at Central University of Odisha. If you have seen my previous lecture on Official Secrets Act, then this lecture is going to be of interest to all of you. The topic for today's lecture is Right to Information Act. Before going into the details of the Right to Information Act, it is important for all of us to have an idea and understanding about why information is important and crucial for any society. As we all know that we are living in an information society, and an information society relies on the free flow of information from all quarters and segments prevalent within the existing realms of the society. A society's progress also depends on the way information is shared across various stakeholders. Information, as we all know, is considered to be the oxygen of democracy. If the people don't know what is happening around them in their society, and how the rulers are ruling them, and what their actions are, then they would not be in a position to take a meaningful decision. And their meaningful decision and action is extremely important to make a democracy vibrant. Access to information not only facilitates active participation of the people in a democratic governance, but it also promotes openness, transparency, and accountability in administration. So three things are extremely crucial here when we are talking about right to information as a piece of legislation. Number one, openness, transparency, and accountability. And it is with these visions the Right to Information Act was promulgated in the year 2005, and finally it paved the way for citizens of India to access information from the government within a stipulated time. There is a long history behind the existence of this particular act, and I would like to specifically mention the role of MKSS, or the Mazdoor Kisan Sanstha Sangathan, based in Rajasthan, which was mostly a people's movement who were trying to seek information from the government. And what they found out is that the government was not very keen on sharing the information which the people were entitled to, and thus began a long journey of struggle to enact a legislation in a country where information from the government to the people was not disseminated as easily. But thankfully, it was, as I have already mentioned, on 15th June 2005, the significant legislation was finally adopted. Now here, it is also important for us to understand that how we as journalism students, communication professionals, and even if we are an ordinary citizen of this nation, can benefit from this act. First of all, as I have already mentioned, that there are three key pillars based on which this act was promulgated: openness, transparency, and accountability. Let me give you a small example to help us all understand and appreciate the role of citizens in a democracy. Imagine that the locality in which you are living has no proper roads. You go to your local representative and ask him to construct a road. The road which is going to be constructed will be done out of the public funds. When I say public funds, it means that the money belongs to you and me. The money which the taxpayers pay from their income. So you go to that legislator, ask him to prepare the roads in your locality. And the legislator, after undergoing certain procedural requirements, finally awards the contract to a certain contractor for a specific amount. Now the question here arises that once the work is started and once it is finished, whether the amount has actually been spent on that particular project or not. And you as a citizen have every right to seek the information regarding the expenses and all the decision-making process that has led to finally constructing that particular piece of road which might be useful to people like you in your locality. So here what happens, the piece of legislation empowers you to access these crucial information. Not only that, if you take it at a large scale, then you can also have access to information from most important offices. Have you applied for a passport? Have you applied for a PAN card? Have you applied for an Aadhaar card? If yes, and if you have not yet received your documents, then what do you do? Where do you get the information from? Thankfully, the Right to Information Act gives us an opportunity to access the information from the respective government offices. And very interestingly, this information will be provided to the information seeker within a stipulated period of time. And that is why this legislation is considered as a significant and most important legislation in an open and a vibrant democracy like India. Now, having said about all the various aspects of this act, it is also important to look at some of the key provisions or some of the processes through which you can file an RTI. Now, as you all know, the RTI process involves reactive disclosure of information by the authorities. Each authority covered by the RTI Act must appoint a public information officer or a PIO. Any person may submit a written request to the PIO for seeking the information. It is the PIO's obligation to provide information to citizens of India who request information under this particular act. So, this is how the basic process of seeking information under the RTI Act is initiated. And it also says that there are certain time limits. So let us look at some of the interesting time limits under this particular act. If the request has been made by the PIO, then the reply is to be given within 30 days of the receipt. So if you are filing an RTI application to the PIO of a concerned organization, then you can expect to receive the information within 30 days. If the information has been made to an APIO, then it takes almost 35 days to access that particular information. If the PIO transfers the request to another public authority, then the time allowed is 30 days, but it is computed from the day after it is received by the PIO of the transferring authority. So it means that after 30 days, the moment it is received by the next concerned authority, it takes another 30 more days. If the information concerning corruption and human rights violation by scheduled security agencies is to be provided, then it takes almost 45 days. However, if the matter concerns your life and liberty, then the PIO is expected to provide the information within 48 hours. Now, when you look at the timeline, It is very interesting to see that accountability has been set at each and every step of the particular process. Now, there is also provisions for penalties on the PIOs and APIOs if the information is not provided within a stipulated amount of time. There have been interesting cases where information has been sought under the RTI and major corruption scandals in India have been exposed. To give you a small example, the Adarsh Housing Society scam in Maharashtra was exposed by an RTI. So, dear friends and learners, as you see that the right to information is not only a mere piece of legislation, but a tool which empowers the citizens in a democracy to have access to information. And as I have already mentioned, that information is the key to a vibrant and a healthy democracy. I hope you will make the most out of this lecture and will continue your spirit of learning. Thank you.